A proposed Environmental Protection Agency emissions rule has been put on hold by the Supreme Court. 24 states, including Utah, asked the court to block the enforcement of the new rule, pending various legal challenges. The EPA's Clean Power Plan sought a drop of 32% in carbon dioxide emissions from power plants by 2030. While it is a significant part of President Barack Obama's environmental agenda, the proposal has received criticism from labor unions. Dale Cox, president of the Utah AFL-CIO, says that the regulation has already cost jobs in the state.
This is something that I've spoke about quite a lot. If we had spent as much money developing clean coal technology in the past 20 years as we have trying to shut down coal mines, we would have saved a lot of jobs, we would have saved an industry, and we would have clean air or cleaner air, and would also have a dependable power grid.
Federal circuit courts are expected to hear arguments in the various challenges this summer. Cox says that he hopes jobs in other trades will put out-of-work miners back into employment, but adds that there is still uncertainty about job growth.
I just don't have a good grip on what the future brings as far as replacing those jobs. Hopefully we can retrain the coal miners and their families in other high-tech industry. Hopefully that industry comes into the state and into the country where we can backfill those jobs and they still earn a living. But history hasn't proven that out. We'll just have to see what happens.
The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to block the rule's enforcement. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.